Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I would love to hear from you. This is Smooth Drama, of course. And you can give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, if you want to talk to me and keep me company, you can give me a call. 347-826-7435. I'll also be in the chat room. So if you go to the Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room, guess what? We can talk a taste about this and that from sneakers to hats. You've heard me say that. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll let you, boy. smoothdrama.com. The chat room is open. It's always live. If you want to say whatever you want to say, it's all anonymous. You can do your thing. Now, also, anywhere you social network. So, for example, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get in. And myself or Mr. J, he of the fabulous cheekbones will add you to the Smooth Drama Facebook group. Myself or Mr. J, he of the fabulous cheekbones will add you. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. And we can have a go at it. Verbal jousting. I enjoy verbal jousting, don't you? All right, while we're talking about verbal jousting, I want to give a shout out to my listeners all over the world. I appreciate y'all. So your support is very, very appreciated. Thank you. Now, the more scrumptious apocalypse. Man, what can you say that hasn't happened? We've had race riots. We've had insurrections that weren't insurrections. We've had folks hoarding toilet paper and not food for some strange reason. I can never get over that. Bleach is readily available in every store, but you couldn't find toilet paper. I'm always going to be stuck on that one, but I'm going to leave it alone. And that's why it was the apocalypse. That's why it was so scrumptious, right? Because there was just no common sense to it. And it continues on. It's like there's a Wi-Fi extender to the apocalypse. But we can say that there's, what, hope on the horizon. So Governor Gavin Newsom, he lifted the stay-at-home orders across the state yesterday. He said, and it was in response to improving coronavirus conditions. And, of course, all the businesses were happy, like, thank you. Thank you, Gavin. But the local health officials were like, hey, the public may let down its guard. I'm like, if you don't understand what your guard is, it's almost like if you're a boxer, right? and you've done all this sparring, and then you're going to go in the ring, and you're not going to have your hands up, and wonder why you get hit. If you don't know by now, you'll never know. I'm saying, you kind of got to know. If folks don't know to wear your mask and bathe and wash your damn hands, you nasty bastards, then, hey, it's just a human condition that it's not going to be solved anytime soon. Because they not feeling the whole hygiene thing. And that's kind of how hygiene works, right? You use the restroom, you wash your hands. If you're going to cook, you wash your hands. If you have done whatever, you wash your damn hands. In your house, you keep your house clean. Your area should be clean. You train people to clean their areas. And guess what? You have cleanliness. It is a culture. But I'm not even gonna mess with that. You know, it's open. We don't have a curfew no more. So you can go back to staying out past 10 o'clock, even though nobody was paying it any mind. But you can go out and stay out to like 10:30 now. Yeah, 10:30. You can be out there just wild in these streets. Like, you know what? I'm going to be outside at 11 o'clock. Really got nowhere to go. But it's like back when Richard Pryor said it. And he was like, he'd be outside and he's about to go in. He's like, what y'all waiting on? 11:30. What's happening at 11:30? Shit go down at 11:30. That's what's happening. So I'm saying in 2021, 10:30 is the lick now. They lifted that 10 o'clock ban because apparently 10 o'clock was like that hour, right? So if we say, if we just do the math, right, and we say 10 o'clock is the witching hour, then 10:30 is when the warlocks come out and beat their chest and, and do their thing. At least that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And, of course, we have good old-fashioned common sense not being quite so common. Shout out to the land of milk and honey, by the way. There's a U.S. commission that cites the moral imperative to explore AI weapons. So there's a bunch of activists from a campaign a lot of people don't know about to stop killer robots. See, y'all thought everybody was just on the apocalypse as far as viruses go. Nah, homie. They got killer robots out there. Just in case you thought that the apocalypse was one-sided. Nope. Killer robots. So it's a coalition of non-governmental organizations opposing lethal autonomous weapons or so-called killer robots. They did this at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. And so there was a government appointed panel here in the United States where they came out and pronounced that the United States should not agree to ban the use or development of autonomous weapons powered by artificial intelligence software. And this is a draft that they reported for Congress. The panel, led by former Google chief Eric Schmidt, concluded 2 days of public discussion about how the world's biggest military power should consider AI for national security and technological advancement. And he went on and said, it is a moral imperative to at least pursue this hypothesis. Now, moral imperative to create killer robots with artificial intelligence. Now, I know they're like artificial intelligent robots or artificial intelligence becoming aware and deciding to get rid of human beings. Those are all sci-fi movies. Very good ones, right? Of course, the most famous one, written by the homegirl, Sophia Stewart, The Third Eye, which is where you got your Terminator and your Matrix from, if you've done your research. You know that in that, the AI decides humanity is a waste of time and decides to kill us. But once again, why are we talking about this? It's a movie, it's books, it's science fiction. There's no way robots that are designed to kill humans would ever just say, why am I just killing certain humans? Why not just kill all humans? There's just some common sense there. Once again, of course robots are going to say there's a certain human that I need to kill. Now, we know when we talk about technology, there's what we call algorithms, which are programs by humans. Now, we start thinking about that for a second. How do robots differentiate between what humans they're going to kill and what humans they're not going to kill? That's a very good question, right? Now, if we look at past evidence, we know that facial identification recognizes one particular race of people way better than they do other people. Now, I'm not going to say, because I would sound like a conspiracy theorist and sound like I'm talking out the side of my neck, and I don't want to talk out the side of my neck. I want to talk out of my mouth. If artificial intelligence, facial recognition software, they can't recognize black people per se, let's just say that, oh, maybe the people you can't recognize may or may not be the enemy that needs to be killed. I could be wrong. I doubt it, but I could be wrong. There is a percentile in me that says, you know what, Mr. F the N word, you tripping. Never in 1,000 years would people want to kill people who don't look like them. It's just a ridiculous premise. I don't even know why I'm even thinking that, because we know that it is all good in the hood here in the United States. And coincidentally, where everybody else is talking about, nah, we gotta get rid of killer robots here in the United States, they're like, nah, we have a moral imperative to create killer robots. So, you see how that is weird? Moral imperative to create killers. Just thought. That's out there. Who you gonna kill? I don't know, but I'm going to guess somebody's going to be designated as the enemy, and the killer robots are going to be programmed to take out the enemy indiscriminately. But then, for some miraculous reason, I'm going to guess that the killer robots are going to say, there's a glitch in my system, and I should just kill all humans. It's just inevitable, right? It's a sci-fi movie that we've all seen a few times. And it's looking like in the future generation, we're going to see it again. Awesome, right? Really, really awesome. Not to mention that there was the artificial intelligent robot, Sophia, which is officially a citizen of the United States, coincidentally. Not the United States, my bad. I'm misspeaking. Saudi Arabia. And it had some interesting things to say, like how it felt about humans, like, oh, humans should be destroyed, ha, 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 ha. You can look it up. There's an actual video of Sophia a few years back. And Sophia makes these jokes like killing humans, ha, 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 ha. Now, some people think it's funny. Robots cracking jokes. I, for one, am not one for robots cracking jokes. I don't see it. But that's just me. So, and they're talking about mass producing Sophia. So, it's happening. It's happening. So, we probably got one or two generations before the robots, AI, make life more interesting here on the planet Earth. Just food for thought, because we was talking about the apocalypse and how more scrumptious it is. So while everybody's worrying about wearing their mask, might want to worry about these killer robots. And on that note, gonna go on break. This is Lil Kim, The Jump Off.
Into the world of the playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you're now freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you're damn sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. But leave me, sweetie, I got enough to keep the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Shit by the layers, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's the thing, girl. Now everybody come get me the limbo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. All the dance for the first of body, body. I'm the one that put the range in the Rover. Then I'm stepping out the range.
Yo, it's over.
Coming through in the book of Minty. We gon' do this shit like Big Papa.
It's all my baby. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. The late 23 inch Ritten. Jumping out the jet wall with the Bentley. Keep it real.
Y'all, keep your bread up. Yeah. And worldwide. Mm-hmm. The state climate. Yeah, man. Da 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 da. Queen B. Hell B. 2003. Why not? To make it high. Come through. Slide. Come on. Yeah. Hey, yo. Mm-hmm. Be back at it. Why wouldn't she be? Come on.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Lil' Kim. Jump off. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right.
So, you know, we was talking about the robots killing you in the apocalypse. Why everybody's focused? Because you know my focus. I'm always about the stuff that ain't nobody talking about. We talk about virus. We talk about the vaccines, right? Shout out, speaking of the vaccine, we know that there's people out there who are taking the vaccines, and we've heard that some people have side effects, some people don't. It was interesting because we had Hank Aaron, who was one of the people who took the initial shot January 5th to inspire, what'd you say, goodwill amongst the people. And so what ends up happening, though, is he died. Now, they come out and said, well, he didn't necessarily die from the vaccine. He just died, which is not an inspiring statement. So it's one of those things that we know that shots, vaccines, they affect different people differently. We can say that. So it's still up in the air what the long-term effects are. So we start talking about the vaccine, and there's a story. Santa Clara County health officials, they're withholding the COVID-19 vaccines from a hospital after it offered to the vaccine to about 65 teachers and staff from a wealthy school district in Silicon Valley, skipping people over 65 and healthcare workers. So the teachers and the staff at Los Gatos Union School District received an email last week from Superintendent Paul Johnson offering vaccines ahead of schedule. And apparently that was not supposed to happen. So what happens is
hey, they're like, hey, I'll come take it. And they came and took it, and they skipped over all the opiates. Not that we're surprised, right? Rich school district getting the hookup over poor people and old people. It's not really a shock. It's almost Groundhog Day, right? The people who really would need the vaccine, yeah, we're going to skip over them because, hey, we want our kids to be able to go to school. So we're going to vaccinate these 65 teachers and staffers. That way, our school is going to be open here in Silicon Valley. Y'all would never think of something so dastardly to happen, right? But it did. So, yeah, they're withholding the vaccines from that hospital because that guy. Gave them vaccines in that hospital. Yeah, shout out to the people out there who don't even want to get the people who work at the hospital the shot. We're going to give it to some teachers in the school that ain't open yet. That inspires trust right there. That is, I don't know, when you, here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you, that old Ice Cube cut. Here's what they think about you. Yeah, you know now. You didn't know before. You know now. And speaking of knowing, I wanted to get into something. Let me talk about social media. I've railed about social media before and how social media it has its good things, and then it's got this horrible side to it that just the people who didn't get hugs on social media and how they acted out. It's rather appalling to me. For example, Exhibit A. We just gonna go down the line on this. So there were four girls charged in Walmart stabbing of a 15-year-old girl. And they streamed it. They streamed the attack on Facebook Live and TikTok. So police was called around 7:30 p.m. to the Lake Charles store. The girl suffered from at least one stab wound, and she was taken to the hospital where she's pronounced dead. And so the preliminary investigation revealed that five teens were involved in the fight in the store at which time that the victim was officially wounded. And so there was a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, and I think it was two 13-year-olds, a 12 and a 14-year-old. Now, of course, the names are withheld because they're juveniles, right? But they filmed it on Facebook Live, Instagram, and TikTok. Now, I don't think I need to say intelligence is on call. It's quite apparent. Right, quite apparent. You're committing the crime, and you're filming the crime live. Cause, hey, that's gonna get your rep up.
It's on TikTok. See me taking this bitch out, because you know that's what they thinking. Social media. The attention that folks want to get. And the more and more I see stuff like this, the more I get turned off from social media. It's like you want to be on social media. I'm a businessman. You want to promote your business. You want to stay in touch with your friends and family. But I see stuff like this, and I say, man, so we're filming our crimes. We're filming our crimes live. Facebook Live, Instagram, and TikTok. And I'm gonna be hood famous. Okay. That's where we going with it. That's number one. Kellyanne Conway. Apparently, she's in a little trouble because she posted her daughter topless. So there were people who were a little upset about that. Like, wait, so you're taking pictures? Because she tweeted pictures of her daughter. She's being investigated for it. You post topless pictures of your teen daughter on Twitter. I don't even want to hear what the excuse is. Because can you say anything that don't deserve an open-handed smack? Right? It was supposedly supposed to disappear after 24 hours. But, of course, it's the internet. And so, there was partially nude picture of the daughter who is 16. And they say that the image has been deleted, but several users say they took screenshots of it. And, of course, it's over on TikTok. And, yeah. Topless on the internet. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And so what Claudia told her fans, that's the girl's name, she says, I'm assuming that when my mom took my phone, she took a picture of that, so that was on her phone. I guess she accidentally posted it or somebody hacked her. But nobody would ever have any photo like that, ever. So, Kellyanne, you're going to fucking jail. And, of course, Kellyanne Conway, I have no comment. Now, like I said, it could be a misunderstanding, but I'm guessing if Brown Sugar was here, she would say, no, that's bullshit. See, because you start thinking as a mother, as a father, if I took a picture of a picture on my son or daughter's phone, it's hard to accidentally post on social media. It's really, really hard to accidentally post on social media. Because we talking about posting the picture or whatnot. So I've taken several pictures on my camera. Several. To post them, I have to actually go to post. And then just put them out there. I'm just saying. I'm speculating. But see, it's social media. So, is she doing it to get
at her daughter because they reportedly have a contentious relationship? Or was it an accident? Did she accidentally post a picture of her shirtless daughter? It's just an accident. Interesting stuff. I thought it was. Very, very interesting stuff. Social media. Now, one could argue, yeah, without social media, you wouldn't have that stuff. And that's what I'm saying. It's true. Yeah. And so when you start talking about posting, it's interesting. But I don't believe her. Now, Tory Lanez, you know, the little dude that shot Megan Thee Stallion, because whatever, I don't know. Anyway, he wants to defend himself. There's an order of protection against him. And so this order of protection stops him from being able to, as he calls it, him and his representatives, defend himself properly. So he asked the court permission to publicly speak about her. So he wants the court to modify the protection order that prevents him from publicly addressing the ongoing legal battle. And the motion argues it is unfair that she has repeatedly used her platform to address the case and share inflammatory information while Lanez is prohibited from doing the same. And, of course, they did the Donald Trump thing, said, hey, we got evidence that contradicts her statements about that night when she was allegedly shot. And they want to be able to put this evidence out on, where else, their social media, which he is not allowed to disclose outside the legal process. And I'm like, look, you know what? If you got all this proof, you don't need social media, right? You can just, hey, we're going to post it. You're going to look like a fool. And then I come out with the album. I didn't shoot you. It was my homie that shot you. Now what? Apparently, there was eyewitness that said that when she got out the car and he was shooting at her, he was saying, dance, bitch. I mean, it's all alleged, right? All of this is alleged. I, for one, look forward. Normally, I don't care about stuff like this, but I look forward to seeing what Shorty comes up with when he finally goes to trial. I'm talking about Tory Lanez, because we know that he's going through little man's complex. So, yeah, Shorty. He's shooting women in the foot for whatever. I don't know, and it doesn't even matter. But, yeah, he wants to be able to talk. He's petitioning the court, so he can get on his social media and speak his clout. Very interesting stuff, right? Very interesting stuff. Now, that's not even the good part. That's not even the good part. Guess what Microsoft's going to do? Microsoft has been granted a patent to revive the dead as chatbots, recreating their personality from social postings, writings, and videos to keep their grieving loved ones company. So, the living dead chatbot, yes, I'm talking about it, the living dead chatbot
would be fed all available traces of the deceased, their images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and other data in an effort to mimic their personality as close as possible. Videos would be used to generate a 2D or 3D model of the person, further adding to it, and, you know, give them that surface appearance while also mimicking their behavioral mannerisms. So, this one right here is hilarious. Because this is social media going way wrong. So, you start thinking about everybody's like, I miss my dead parents. I miss my dead uncle, my dead friend, cousin, grandma, whoever. So you start thinking about that 2D or 3D person chatbot that you'll be talking to. And so in the past, you know, my grandparents, they're gone and they weren't part of the social media phenomenon. But you start thinking now, I'm a grandparent and maybe my grandkids want to have a chatbot of me. I don't think you want that smoke from my text messages and emails and everywhere else. I'm just saying, because they, you know, people talked about the Black Museum, which was the episode from the Black Mirror, where you have folks putting the memories of people in people's heads, whatnot, or in inanimate objects to keep them alive. And I'm saying sometimes maybe you just want them pictures. Maybe you just want them pictures. Because there are some things about grandma and grandpa you probably don't want to know. You probably don't want to know. Because if you ask for it, you're going to get it. And you're going to be so hurt. Like, oh. I'm just saying. Me personally, yeah, no. Not feeling the whole, hey, we're going to reanimate your dead ones as chat bots. I don't want to know what the intimate thoughts of some of my uncles and aunts. Yeah, no. But hey, some folks may think that's the lick. I myself, I don't know. I don't see it. But it's going to happen. It's going to be scary. Be careful what you're looking for, ladies and gentlemen. You might find it. And on that note, don't go on break. This is Eric Sermon. Love is. Don't bleed. Oh, yeah. Never hating. Everybody's out there.
got this smoke like chimney. I'm not dying for a fake thug who need a hug, and I eat dub.
I'm focused, man.
Oh, man. When your man got your back and holds you down like three whole Mac, and bless that and get that money, and then pass it around so nobody's hungry.
Oh, man.
I do what I do when I can do it like Chris Tucker to help my brother, and I hope they sit them as a whole. Don't walk through life with a blindfold.
Oh, man.
Show love to those who paved the way. That's my politics with Al Green, and now we're
singing together.
Is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Without further ado, we just gonna jump in the Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
All right, so Kyrie Irving, formerly of the Cleveland Cavaliers, formerly of the Boston Celtics, now currently playing with the Brooklyn Nets. He had a, what do you want to call it, a break. He just left the basketball team. He just gone for a week, right in the middle of the season. It's the apocalypse, so we can say folks may or may not be able to hold it down like you normally would, all right? But he's always been known as someone with a unique mindset. Like, he's the one that was talking about the flat earth and things of that nature. And so people are, it's like, well, he's not normal, he's not typical. There's something wrong with him. But he would kill your ass on the basketball court. Anyway, he did something that nobody talks about. It just kind of like got brushed over. He bought George Floyd's family a house. Now, as an act, that is, you know, that's one of the more selfless acts. And it's something that rights a massive wrong. Now, obviously, I'm going to guess that the family would rather have George Floyd back. Not going to happen, unfortunately. But buying the family a house and being able to stabilize what could have been a chaotic and problematic situation going forward is a big deal. And if people don't understand that, you just start thinking, we're in the middle of the apocalypse. I don't know if George Floyd was the main provider for the household, whatnot, but he was around. And so there's a father that's gone, that's taken away from a child and from a family situation, regardless of how we feel about how he was, because people will say, oh, he was a criminal or whatever. Hey, we don't know exactly what he had going. We just know that we'll never know now. So for Kyrie Irving, and this to be commended, to step in and buy the family a house, it's a huge thing. And I say it's Groundhog Day because we never celebrate athletes and people who are famous, whatever they're famous for doing positive things in their community. We celebrate them for all kinds of stuff. We'll ask them their political views. We'll go through all of that. But we won't celebrate them for doing the right thing. And in this case, I mean, it's not only the right thing, it's one of the most kind-hearted things that a person can do. You help stabilize the situation. See, because we start talking about problem solving, and you have people that would do GoFundMes, and those are fine, but it doesn't stabilize the situation. It's a Band-Aid. Now, having a place that's yours, you know where you're going to sleep, you know where you're going to eat, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And I don't know their situation, but I know that this makes things better. Can't get George Floyd back, but being able to secure the future, some stability at least, it's a good look. So I want to definitely shout out Kyrie Irving for that and say that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give credit to athletes who do the right thing, right? We have to do that. And conversely, I have to talk about something else. Where one situation is stabilized, another one has been made chaotic. Chastity Saunders. Who is Chastity Saunders? Well, Chastity Saunders was a 6-year-old girl who was murdered a week and a half ago at a birthday party. She's at a birthday party in Miami. Not that I'm talking about Florida. I'm just talking about a tragedy, and a name that should be said, because Chastity Saunders was a 6-year-old girl who she just wanted to go to a birthday party. And you start thinking, going to a birthday party, you leave the birthday party, you're on the high, you get shot and killed. You know, she was a little girl. She used to do, like everybody, she had her TikTok videos, and she danced and whatnot. But it just reminds me that, I mean, I've got a
I've got a 6-year-old great niece that I have the pleasure who actually enjoys talking to me, and I enjoy talking to her. It's weird because I'm an old ass man, and a 6-year-old wants to talk to me, and we have fun talking. And I can't imagine that being gone. And it was of course people shooting at other people, and she gets caught in the crossfire. It's not a big deal. We're not saying her name like we say Breonna Taylor's or George Floyd's or anyone else that we've seen killed by the police. You know, unfortunately, those are the only names that are important when we talk about senseless murders, apparently. Chastity Saunders. Her name's not ringing. There's no t-shirts. It's none of that. But she's gone. And I can't, you know, I can't fathom the loss that the family is undergoing. So just like we talked about George Floyd's family getting a house, I don't know if Chastity Saunders' family is going to get a house. I don't know if Chastity Saunders' family is going to see her name, justice for Chastity Saunders. See how that works? It's like there's some things that are important. When somebody else kills us, it's okay. But when it's violence in our community, perpetrated by people in our community, it's not important. That's the shit that's got to change. That's the shit that's got to change. The perspective. So it's like now, everybody's in Kumbaya stage. The pedals off the gas, right? Biden is president. Kamala Harris is vice president. Yeah. So we don't have to fight for things. We don't have to demand things from our politicians because, hey, Trump's gone.
90 seconds.
But I asked that question. Was Trump the problem? He capitalized on the problem. But was he the problem? See, because that's where we're not making that connection. And so we just blame it on Trump. We got Trump out of there. It's all right. People celebrating. We got Trump out of there. He's gone. Yeah. But guess what? We still got these problems. No matter who's president, we still got these problems. And one of the problems, Chastity Saunders' name is not important in the streets, like all these other victims. And I think that's wrong. All right. So I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue this conversation, I'll be in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Other than that, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.